This is checking the diary for Monday, August 3rd, spoken by Elswith. Okay, today's checking the diary is late, but only because I got completely caught up and making a personal session and some other writing and another session that is actually going to be public eventually. It's going to start out as early access, probably for a couple of days, and then it'll move over into the public realm. I want to be fair and give those who are already following me first dibs on this particular fun, how to describe it? This particular invitation of sorts to do something with me. So, anyway, that is what I've been working on. That's why the checking the diary is late. I also feel like because it's not public yet, I don't have a whole lot to talk about at this moment. I had a pretty quiet weekend. I chatted with some of you who gave me well wishes to feel better, which, oh, thank goodness, I do. Lots of sunshine, time outside, all of that works well. And a little bit of quirky TV. I found myself sucked into watching Line of Duty, which is not really my usual. Ages ago, I used to be one of those, totally enamored by... Oh no, the name of it just slipped my head. The little da-dum one. Law and Order. But I will say Law and Order wasn't quite as good as Homicide. Anyway, I don't usually get into that quite as much. I feel that sometimes those things, they kind of are a bit of, I don't know, almost sensory overload. I find that if instead of something like that I read something, it's nicer. I was going to start reading the Terry Pratchett novel, and no, I did not. Oh. I did get some time in with Tibbers, and oh my goodness, I'm not good at Tibbers. I'm also working on my Plant Lady, and sadly, I'm not quite as good at my Plant Lady as I am as my Cho. I don't know, maybe I'm just meant to be a void monster. Or mermaid. Anyway, so I have had a pretty good weekend. I hope all of you have had the same. If you check spokenbyelswith.com/schedule, you will find the schedule. Hopefully that's working as it should be. I admit, I did not check today because my screen time has been busy with creating. But there are daily short bits in there. They're about 5 to 6 minutes long, depending. And there will be one for every day. And I do expect you to listen to those. If you're listening to me on the podcast, they will also pop up there. If you are following this on YouTube, they will not show up on there because, frankly, I can't be bothered. So mosey yourself on over to that website and follow the schedule. It's free. I'm not trying to sell you something on the website. Or go to the podcast as well if you would like. I just don't really care to make a video and then put it up on YouTube. So, I don't know, maybe somebody out there will be like, wait, that's my one passion in life, mistress, please let me do it for you. And I'll be like, all right, let's go from there. Anyway, we don't want to get bogged down in the busy work, do we? No, we don't. We want to stay in the fun. So, there is going to be an early access file that will be coming up whenever PETA has it done. Should be today. And then, it'll leave early access and it'll go to everybody in a few days. That includes on Patreon. So if you are following me on there, I don't know if you can do that and get notified. Anyway, it'll eventually change from saying like it's on patron only to, well, I think it'll actually say it's early access patron only to being available I'll probably schedule it in on the word on the website as well, so it'll just pop up there too. That's that. I probably should edit out some of these ums at some point, but we don't actually do that. Not anymore. Again, this is just the checking the diary. It's meant to be relaxed and easy. I think sometimes Peter likes to play with different voice settings. He likes to play with different music or whatnot, and it's fun to get feedback on those. But man, I am so excited by what has been created and by what's going to be put up there. I absolutely can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what the response is. And then after the initial response, because this is a step-by-step-by-step process, I can't wait to see what happens with it. It's going to be so much fun. I admitted to one follower of this crazy hedonistic thing I did. And this totally ties into it. And because of that, everybody who decides to do this, when that crazy hedonistic thing that I have set into motion comes to fruition, I will share it with you. So anyway, that's it for Monday. I love a Monday. I've probably said that 5 different times in different ways today to different people. Guys, I'm supposed to zero out my inbox today. Can I be really honest with you? I have put a lot into what I've done today, and there's a really good chance it's not gonna happen. So if you've been sending me messages or they're there, just know, I'm not ignoring you. I've just been creating something else, and it's so important to me to keep my balance of screen time that I probably won't get to it today. I will tomorrow, for sure. So, I love you guys, and I love that. I love that I explain this, and it sounds kind of apologetic and so on. And you all are so wonderful that you think it's silly that I'm even explaining. But it's the truth. Like I said, I try to stick to that Monday, Wednesday, Friday of trying to zero out my inboxes when I'm able. I'm just not always able. But I do go back and I do read your messages. And, well, Nick and some others can testify to this. I usually answer them backwards. But I do answer them and I do appreciate them. And I do see the date stamps, the time stamps. I do see how often you've reached out to me and the things you've said. And it also does show devotion that you put these things out, you check in, and you're patient and you wait. And I love that. So thank you. Ooh, don't know if you heard the motorcycle go by. So thank you for that. And I will see you all tomorrow. However, do make sure you check out the early access file if you have that on Patreon, because I'm really excited and thrilled by this idea that just came to me during one of my sessions for just relaxation and meditation and openness and visualizing different acts of devotion, maybe that's the way to put it. Anyway, I don't want to give away the whole secret of it. So that's that. Have a great Monday, what's left of it. For those of you way ahead of me, this is probably a good night, but you're probably actually already asleep. This might actually be a hey, good morning, it's Tuesday. For those of you behind me, God bless you, because this may actually seem like it's on time and not very late. Bye for now.